Illinois is searching for every possible advantage to get FutureGen built here over two other finalist sites in Texas. So you can't really fault 15th District Congressman Tim Johnson for even jokingly bringing up a borderline issue.
Texas used to be part of Mexico. We're part of the United
States. Wait a minute here.
Texas is a wonderful state, but we are centrally located. So go Illinois.
The meeting was very much a pep rally, and it brought often antagonistic forces together, Republican Tim Johnson and Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, the state heads of the coal industry and the United Mine Workers, business and environmental groups. The prize is not only what one participant called the space shuttle of energy research projects, but hundreds of jobs to build and run the plant. And by extension, coal miners like retiree Richard Bartolotti say the Illinois coal industry itself is at stake.
I come here for the simple reason of the jobs that this is going to produce. The coal industry has went way down. UMWA has sunk in the ground on account of the Clean Air Act, and this right here is going to help us jump right back up.
FutureGen promises to combine new and existing technologies to make burning coal for energy much cleaner. It'll use what's called coal gasification to generate electricity and hydrogen, and carbon dioxide emissions will be diverted deep underground instead of released into the atmosphere. Phil Gannett of the Illinois Coal Association says those procedures are not only good for the environment, they've now suddenly become economical.
The equivalent price for a barrel of oil out of coal, to make that out of coal, is about $35. And what's the price of oil today? Somewhere in the 70s, over 75 bucks. If you think that the price of oil will never get below $50 a barrel, invest in coal. Invest in gasification.
Gannett and the Illinois delegation really hope that FutureGen will focus its research on the high-sulfur bituminous coal that Illinois and other Midwest states produce, the coal that utilities moved away from to cut down on emissions. Jack Lavin, who heads the state's Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, says again it may be a tug of war between states.
Texas has a lot of lignite coal. We have a lot of bituminous coal. We want to make sure bituminous is part of the research of FutureGen. If it is, it will help bring back the coal mining industry in Illinois. And so we have no reason to believe it won't be, but we want to make sure that it is.
That's why the state government has given Tuscola's and Mattoon's bid projects another $730,000 to assemble environmental impact reports for the federal government. And Illinois political leaders have jumped in. Senator Durbin says he's trying to line up other states to support the Illinois bid, namely other producers of bituminous coal, like Indiana, Ohio, and West Virginia.
It helps us politically because it demonstrates that when this comes for funding, and it will come someday for funding, there'll be more support for it in Congress. It's an expensive project at the outset, but in terms of the potential benefits, it's a good bargain.
Almost to a man, those who spoke at the meetings said if the decision is based on science, Illinois is a shoe-in for FutureGen. However, no one discounts the political facts of life. Though the Speaker of the House is from Illinois, a certain president once lived in Odessa, Texas, one of the four finalist sites. But Congressman Tim Johnson isn't too concerned.
But those things cancel out each other. Our ability to organize as a community, the technology we have, the science we have, and most importantly, how we're able to present that technology is every bit as important as the existence of the technology.
Community organization is just what the Illinois FutureGen effort is revving up now. The next round of presentations to the Department of Energy come up in the late fall. And on a much more grassroots level, the head of Tuscola's Economic Development Agency used the meeting to line up people to march in the State Fair Twilight Parade with FutureGen T-shirts. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.